Thank you, Kelly. I would want to take a moment and acknowledge my cooperators, Dr. Gus Lorenz and his team from the University of Arkansas, and my research associates and graduate students from the LSU Ag Center. I think it's important to further acknowledge that this is really a Mid-South problem. The tarnished plant bug in the last few years has certainly become a key pest. It has surpassed the Heliothine species complex as our number one pest, causing greater yield losses than any other pest problem that we have. When you add to this that the frequency of insecticide use has increased to a point where we are greatly surpassing the average cost of insecticide applications across the country. If you look at these numbers by individual state, it's easy to see why it's such a significant problem in this region of the United States. One problem that we frequently run into with our regulatory agencies when we're looking for new compounds relates back to the fact that we have a large number of insecticides in our toolbox recommended for control of this pest. However, at any point in time, any of these products can fail against this pest. We are in a situation where insecticide susceptibility is continuing to decline, and although there's considerable variability among these various populations, it's continuing to change over time very rapidly. This is a summary of some of our Louisiana data from the Cotton Incorporated sponsored regional plant bug trial. It includes 11 insecticides, and it's important to recognize that any of these could be considered a standard at any point in time. But because the efficacy of those standards are somewhat floating, they're going up and down, it's going to be difficult to continue to use those to say that we have a product that is equal to. I think in most cases, we're going to have to look for those products which consistently outperform the standards in many of our trials. The white line illustrates the actual action threshold at which we would initiate further treatments. A review of this data shows that in only one case did we have a seasonal mean number of plant bugs where we were able to bring those down consistently. We sprayed this test 6 times. The asterisk refers to those treatments where we actually exceeded the allowable AI limit per acre per year with those products. I think there were only 2 products where we did not do this. So the situation is getting quite significant. These are some data summarized by Mr. Josh Copes, a master's student who's finishing up at LSU. He had an opportunity to look at a dose response curve for acephate across Louisiana, 20 trials in 9 parishes. He found a significant treatment effect. These are numbers in the control for all rates across all 3 years. But when we look at where the rates were required to reduce those numbers below an action threshold, some serious trends appear. Number one, in 2007, rates greater than 3/4 of a pound AI worked pretty well. 2008, we were at 1 pound. 2009, 1.25 pounds. 1.25 pounds is off the label already. So this trend, if it continues, will be very significant for the most commonly used product that we have against this pest. So what I'd like to do today is provide a summary of our results from several insecticide screens against tarnished plant bug using some Arkansas and Louisiana field trial data during the last couple of years. Most of the methods that we used are very similar to those that have been reported. We had a series of treatments that were placed in a randomized complete block design or Latin square, depending on the field arrangement. 4 to 12 row plots treated with a high clearance sprayer at volumes ranging from 6 to 12 GPA. The black shake sheet protocol was used, and in most cases, we only counted nymphs. We sampled the middle 2 rows of the plot at least twice in each trial. This was for a total of 10 to 12 row feet. Post-treatment samples were taken anywhere from 3 to 8 days after each treatment. Multiple treatments were made. The plots were reevaluated beyond that point. All of these data were subjected to GLM, and means were compared using Duncan's multiple range test. This first series of 4 slides were adapted from a poster of Ms. Jessica Moore's that she's presented earlier at this conference. And what I'd like to do is give you an appreciation for the way some of this data will look. Because there is these tests were conducted over time and in various locations, you'll see different responses of the various standards as we go through these. In general, most of these products significantly reduced harness plant bugs based on seasonal mean numbers after several applications. Tolf and Pyrad is one product we're beginning to look at. This is interesting to me because this product is in that Medi class that I talked about 2 days ago. It's a unique mode of action, has not expressed a lot of activity against tarnished plant bug, but we did get a significant rate response in this trial. The standards, as have been referred to, are Orthene, Indigo, and Bidrin, worked pretty well in this trial as well. One thing that in many instances that we're having to use to manage these populations is the use of tank mixes or co-applications of products. The pyrethroid has been one of the most common add-ons, not only because it adds to control of plant bug, but to control other pests that are out there at any point. Brigadier, Temperate or Leverage 3, Indigo, all of these are combinations of products that tend to work pretty well when we put those at the higher rate ranges. So again, we're seeing significant reductions, but as we go through, none of these products or product combinations are eliminating the problem. Belay would be another product. It's clothianidin, recently labeled for use in cotton. We saw a significant rate response as well. It worked as well or equal to the current standards that we're talking about today. And as Dr. Catchett talked about, one additional insecticide combination that seems to be finding a place today is the use of diamond with products. As we learn more about this compound, we're seeing that it fits very well in many instances. And you'll notice against what we would term a moderate population, diamond plus Orthene or diamond plus Centric performed much better than those products used alone. In fact, what we have found in some of our studies where we were able to set up some large block trials with multi-factor experiments, we can see that diamond, when it's incorporated into a system, manages those populations at a much lower level for the entire season. Now, in this particular study, the main plots were diamond or not treated with diamond. We had three insecticides incorporated on top of each one of these. So this is not a true untreated. This is a summary across products such as Orthene, Centric, and the pyrethroid. So the benefits of diamond are becoming much more clear when they're used during the season at the right time. Now I'd like to talk a little bit about some trials that include sulfoxaflur, and I've listed these as formulations that we've tested the last couple of years to be very distinct in which one we're looking at. This data from Dr. Lorenz also illustrates the performance of PBO, which worked very well in his trial. You'll see that sulfoxaflur was equal to or better than some of the other products and product combinations that were used in this trial. This is one of our tests in Louisiana where we were looking at the rate structure that's been described. Basically, all rates performed equal to or better than the standards in most cases. The pyrethroid alone is not working very well against this pest. It's really never worked very well in Louisiana, but we're seeing even more, I guess, loss of efficacy with it when it is used alone. But added together with these other products, we are seeing enhanced activity. This was an experiment which was set up specifically to take a look at both residual activity after a single application in addition to the benefits of a second application on a high population. These are Dr. Lorenz's data. The one application populations certainly were knocked down compared to the non-treated, again equal to or better than the standard. After two applications on a 7-day interval, this product performed very, very well, and the lowest numbers were found in those higher rates. So the X rate of 0.045 to 0.067 pounds AI does look to be appropriate for these populations in the Mid-South. The exact same study that I conducted in Louisiana, very similar results. Again, one application is not going to be sufficient on these outbreak populations. We're running about 5 nymphs per row foot. In this case, you see the second application definitely brought these populations down, and it performed equal to or better than ornithine, which was the standard, especially at those higher rates. One thing that I think it's important to acknowledge as well is these products don't work automatically. There is a time delay. Even though we do see appreciable contact activity from many of our insecticides, it's important to take a look after a point, after enough time has passed. So at 3 days, we saw all of these treatments significantly reduced numbers compared to the non-treated. But it was really not until 8 days after treatment that we begin to knock them down below the action threshold. So the time at which we look at these treatments post-application, and how we evaluate them is very important in determining the actual efficacy and the importance to the overall cotton insect pest management program. And then from that point, this population was beginning to decline. You can see that all treatments eventually brought it down below the action threshold. One tool that we've been able to use the last couple of years that's been very successful for us has been the use of ULV malathion when it's co-applied with a pyrethroid. Now, this is not a solution to our plant bug problem, but it certainly offers another opportunity to use an insecticide in a logical manner. This particular trial in 2008, we applied a ULV malathion. I think in this case it was plus lambda-cyhalothrin or bifenthrin, and we knocked these populations down for the remainder of the season. One other application had to be applied in mid-August to those plots. The rest of these lines refer to the sister plot by which we were comparing it, and we actually applied 5 applications to that plot. So 3 compared to 5. In 2009, we found that one of the limiting factors for consultants and really aerial applicators to use ULV malathion was the fact that you're having to mix several products together. Kiminova has come out with a premix of malathion plus Declare, that's gamma-cyhalothrin, and it does appear that this premix is working just as well if we look at it compared to a non-treated. Very, very effective. Louisiana sprayed about 80,000 acres of cotton in 2009 with a malathion plus pyrethroid. Not one consultant has complained about that application. So it does appear that in the near future we have an opportunity to use this if we use it in the right manner. In conclusion, we were able to obtain significant insecticide effects or control of tarnished plant bugs. I think that needs to be looked at very closely when we put that in terms of, are we reducing these numbers to a point where we don't have to apply another insecticide? In other words, comparison to that action threshold is going to become even more important. We had much difficulty with most of these treatments in bringing them down, especially against outbreak populations. Our mixtures do appear to be more consistent, especially when we're using something like Diamond. Many of these experimental compounds are showing promise. Sulfoxaflur we have a great opportunity to use it, but we also have a challenge, and that is to figure out how to use it in a logical manner where it can sustain itself in our industry. If we go out and use it in an indiscriminate manner against this particular pest, it's probably not going to last very long. Nothing that we have out there today is going to provide residual control greater than 5 to 7 days against these high populations. I think going into that, trying to bring those down, recognizing that when they get to that point, multiple applications are going to be needed on a very narrow interval is very important as well. And with that, I'll conclude and be happy to answer questions for a minute. They have not named it yet, as I know of, Scott.
Will that be commercially available across the belt for this season?
That's being considered right now. They're summarizing all their results. Their intention was to have that available in 2010. Okay, thank you.